Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
People are chomping at the bit to get on the water. That's why they listen to this show. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I'm ready to go.
Jerry, what are they doing? You got any clue? The water temperature's in the 40s. What are you thinking?
They're there somewhere.
they're in the lake.
before the storm hit, the surface temp was like 45, 46. And what I was finding was, there was still a bunch of fish on the timber out in the channels that were suspended in big, big clusters. But those fish were not as aggressive. The ones that are tucked into the brush on the drops that were in anywhere from 15, 20 foot where the creek ledges dropped off, there's a brush pile sitting on the top of that ledge and come up like some of the brush piles, top of the brush pile is only about 10, 12 foot down right now with the lake being 7.5 foot low. And the fish that we were catching, we were picking off the top of those brush piles. And so we'd go into light tackle, throwing a 16th or 32nd ounce jig so that it wouldn't fall down into the brush real fast and then slow roll it over. Like I say, using that 8-pound test big game, that bigger line gives you a slower fall, and when you stop reeling, it doesn't drop as fast as, say, a 6 or a 4-pound test line. Mm-hmm. So it gives them more time to look at it.
Yeah, well, I mean, let's talk about this. You're getting back in your guide business this week, right?
Absolutely. I've got days open. I've got, I've got Tuesday morning and Friday booked right now.
Tuesday morning?
So Saturday is going to be a beautiful day, but tomorrow's going to be nice. I mean, it's going to be light and variable. It's just I haven't been on the fish, so if somebody wanted to book tomorrow, it may take us an hour or so to really side scan using that 12-inch mega hummingbird. I'll scan 100 feet out, and we'll scoot around and find the fish, and then we'll go get them.
Okay. Well, what's the temperature tomorrow?
Tuesday morning, the 52 is the high.
Oh, good.
And Friday, the best day, 66 is the high.
Yeah, Friday's going to be awesome.
Yeah, Jerry.
Tomorrow, I think, what is
go ahead.
Tomorrow's 50, isn't it?
Tomorrow, the high is 48, 51. 50?
Yeah. Let me talk to you real quick before we let you go about when the sun comes out, it's warmer. The fish like to get off the bottom and start moving up toward that, you know, the warmer climate, let's say. In this case, for Greer's Ferry, we're talking about those big trees, right?
Well, actually, what will happen is some of those fish, what we call sunning, they can be in 20, 30 foot of water out in open water, and they're only going to be 2 foot, 3 foot under the surface, mm-hmm. getting up into that sunshine to get some sun rays, and that's a lot of fun to catch them doing that.
I call them bogeys when they're mm-hmm. like that. They're easier to catch to me.
If you got your live scope.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, seriously, you need a live scope for that.
Yeah.
It's a little tough watching look at them bogeys sitting out 70 feet when you don't have it. And we got the game of fish here. We're going to talk a little live scope with my man over there.
Awesome.
Yeah.
If you don't have a live scope to get those floaters, what you do is do what we call long line trolling. Take, 8-pound, 6-pound, 8-pound test line, couple of 32nd ounce jigs about 18 inches apart, throw them at the back about 60, 80 feet, and just slow troll it about, quarter mile an hour or whatever. Mm. Best you can, 0.4, 0.5 on your trolling motor, or just, slow idle.
Gotcha. I gotcha.
That'll get them.
Tell everybody about your boat, how you rig it up, and then we'll let you go. You know, what they're expecting when they book you.
Well, I'm fishing out of a 521 Comanche Ranger. It's an 04 model. What we call a sled. It's a big old wide heavy boat. I've got the Millennium double seats up front, Garmin trolling motor. I've got two 12-inch Garmins up front, one scanning 80 feet, one scanning 40 feet. And that way, when we get closer in, we'll switch screens so you can see your bait better as the fish comes to you. I sit behind the front double seats on my bar stool with a wireless foot control trolling motor, and I drive around so the clients are in the front seat. They're doing the casting. I just tell them how far, where to throw. All they need to do is bring what they want to eat and drink, and a cooler box to take the fillets home with, because I fillet the fish at the end of the trip. So damn, all bait and tackles included. All they need to do is show up with a fishing line.
Yep.
Yeah, folks, cool. And to help them out, Carolina Rig, you stayed at Eden Island, right? You got a little place over there? Mm-hmm. So we got some friends that own Southern Comfort Resort. Okay, mm-hmm. It's got cabins and hotels. It's right across the road from Devil's Fork. Yep, so what's nice and convenient,
yep.
Book Jerry, stay over there, and you don't have to do nothing but just drive across the road, right?
Less than a mile.
Yeah.
That's it. Right. So, yeah, if y'all are ready to get out of the house, it's going to be the week to do it.
Yeah, you know, you need some slabs. You need some fish in your freezer.
I'll wait.
Okay, All right.
That Friday, that 66 on Friday, you'll book that fast, I bet, by the end of the day.
Oh, Friday's already booked.
Oh, I thought you had Friday.
Somebody's seen that.
Saturday's open.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody seen that temperature and booked that quick.
Ooh. All right, and listen, I seen some videos. You gave away something live last night or night before.
Yeah, I decided to do two trip giveaways. I gave 25 spots, and we did a randomizer deal on the telephone to select a number, and we gave away two free trips and a couple of Crappieholic shirts. And it went so well, I may do it again.
That's
well,
fine.
Everybody loves free.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Yeah, everybody loves free. Jerry, we're honored and blessed to have you on here because, you know, we got Washington, we got Jimmy on the line. So we got Hamilton, DeGray, Ouachita, Greason, Greers, Table Rock. So we got a lot of lakes covered by these pros. They know what they're doing. You want to book them. And here's the thing about Greer's Ferry, fairly local, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to meet you there. Listen, it's not going to break your bank.
Nope.
Get in there, catch some fish. He's going to clean them for you,
I know.
I don't clean fish.
Hey, he cleans them and bags them up for you. He's ready to go.
All right, how they get a hold of you?
So they can go to Facebook to Jerry McCready. They can go to Facebook at Crappieholic Guide Service. They can do the website, crappieholicguideservice.com. Scroll all the way down to the bottom to where it shows the different trips. Click on, say, a half-day trip. It pops up, tells you how much, what it involves. Should open up the schedule and show you the open date. They can also call or text 501-350-9053.
All right, listen.
Half-day, full-day, and live scope classes.
There you go. There you go. Mention our show, you get a free hat.
There you go.
He didn't know that, but
you better be buying some hats right now.
It's like, okay.
Jerry, we got to go, brother. Thank you, Bo.
All right, Jerry, be good.
See y'all.
See you, buddy.
All right, bro.
All right.
Hey, real quick.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have seats on the front and the back of your boat?
You know what? This Venus came with
them?
Two. They came with two butt seats.
Okay.
So you don't have
now. Now, Papa and Mama on seat. I ain't got one of those. Yeah.
Well,
listen,
real
listen.
Though, just a little something.
Anybody listening or watching, you've seen videos. Carolina Rig likes to get back there and relax.
Yeah, she got my personal best.
Of course you did. Of course you did. And she almost lost it. And it's nuts. All right. Let's cover down on Three Lakes.
Every good team needs a coach. It could be a team of coworkers, it could be in the classroom, it even extends to fishing. Now the man we're about to bring on is known as the fishing coach. When you check out his YouTube channel, you'll see he'll help you catch fish, maybe even catch your personal best, and he'll help teach you how to use the latest electronics while he does it. He's the head fishing coach at Nashville High School. He's a guide on both Lake DeGray and Lake Ouachita. Here's Jimmy Easterling on Fishing Arkansas.
All right, that sound means we got a big report coming. Coach, how are you?
What's up, Coach?
Man, we're doing good. We are on the up. We had a week like everybody else stuck in the house, but we had the flu added to the Easterling household. So everybody got it, everybody's over it. Luckily, nothing serious with it. But thank you for our pharmacies and doctors that will be able to be out during the snow.
Sometimes.
So, but yeah, we are ready. for another week back on the water. I will say that.
Yeah, cabin fever. I've been listening to it. I've been watching the news, and everybody's just and here's the deal. You know, me and Sean trapped up in there. Yeah, there's almost so much you can take.
Holy moly!
Almost there's a, I can take a lot.
You can take a lot.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
What? I got you, Sean.
We're going to cover that on that. Coach, it has been bad. The ramps are froze. But listen, next week looks good. Tell me what you think about 40-degree water out there.
Yeah, water temp's going to be pretty cold. I heard yesterday some more people finally getting out, going fishing, which yesterday would have been brutal since it never broke 32. But the fish did bit. So, but man, what I'm going to be looking for with the cold water, so before the snow, and we didn't get to do the show because y'all couldn't go in for safety, but my last trip to Wichita was phenomenal, and that was due to we had that cold front come in, and a lot of my fish were going back to where I wanted them to be, which were that 40-50 foot zone flats were like the creek ditches. And so, I mean, like, there's going to be fish, like, this time of year, the pattern we're doing is going to be looking for fish around bait. But it's not just them in the bait swimming around. It's going to be the ones that are on the bottom. And that's your fish that people have caught previously with your jig and spoon, your ice jig, the Rapala jig and wrap. And that's what I'm going to be looking for, is these big schools that are going to be on your points, your humps, that 40-50 foot range, and trying to get them fired up. And with it colder, man, you got to fish slower. I mean, that just is what it is. Football jig is going to be another player for me this week. I say a football jig, like, I love throwing a half and a three-quarter, but I might even be throwing lighter jigs on finesse rods or spinning rods just to get it down to 40-50 foot faster, and just trying to entice these fish to bite, just to give them something else besides bait that they might want to eat. So you got to fish slow, and that's one thing, that jigging spin, just barely jig that thing. Like, that's the old trick to it. You don't want to jerk it real crazy and make it go nuts. You want to just barely twitch that rod. Also the rinky dink, which my people that are listening from Nashville know what I'm talking about there. My Toledo Bend people, the old rinky dink, we're going to be throwing that as well. Man, looking forward to this week. I'm going to be both on DeGray and Washington. I got a full week ahead. All 5 days I'll be on the water for lesson trips.
Yeah, and I know we may be talking about this a little too early, Drop Shot, but just think, in about a month, we are going to be seeing some fish start moving up, and I can't wait to get into that part of our show. And here's the thing, too. All my guys, They're not going to cheat the system here on the radio show. If Jimmy calls and says, look, they're moving, they're up, then you better believe what he's saying, and that's why we're here, to help you out, to get up there and catch some fish. Coach, how do they get a hold of you? I know you're booked. Aren't you booked in February or March?
Man, February, like, it's crazy how it happens. You know, like, last week, February was kind of open, and now we're getting there. I do have some dates in February open, which I had to reschedule 3 trips from last week. But March, I have half my March is available right now. But how you guys are going to get a hold of me is through my Facebook page, Jenny Easterling Fishing, the Fishing Coach, or my YouTube channel, The Fishing Coach. My email is attached to my YouTube channel. If you do not do Facebook, send me messages for information. And March is when I'm starting to get some of my actually, like, catching trips. But people that, you know, my biggest business is teaching people how to catch fish with their electronics, and offshore fishing for sure. Like you just said it, hey, I know when they're off the bank, but I know when they're not out there, because that's all I really do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I will be giving you the report when they're moving up, 100%.
Right.
And but some of my trips coming up, just so people hear it, like, I got one coming up I'm excited about. I have a gentleman that wants to do 2 hours of jig head minnow, and the other part of the day he wants to go do winter fishing techniques old school. Like, we're going to go throw a trap, a wiggle warp. Mm-hmm. We're going to go throw the jig. So I do these lessons as well. People that kind of know, I have a lot of old lipless crankbait footage out there, and I've done lessons with that. So I'm excited about it, and kind of curious to see how these fish are going to react, and be expecting a big bass to come in the next 2 weeks. Somebody, I think, will catch one close to a double-digit or a double-digit hot springs.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have the Game and Fish in here. If you had any questions, you can shoot right now. Ryan's in here, and we that's what he's here for.
Ryan's in there. Good stuff. No, I'm excited. Like I said, this week, you know, I talked about on my last fish report video, the last time we got, you know, stuck in the house in 24 with the ice and the snow, it was a week later that Cannon caught his 11 then my client caught the 12, and then I caught 11, like 13, or so like 11 days, we caught three over 11. So with this snow and ice, somebody's about to catch a double-digit hot springs, I'm going to say, on one of our lakes.
Well, hey, I just wanted to commend you on the breakdown of your last video of Gunnersville and old Drew, and giving some pointers
yes,
on
sir.
What he was doing and how he broke that down. I checked it out yesterday, so that's good stuff. Appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you. That video was a fun one to put together, and I'm going to try to do more of those. And I say this is funny, like, I want to say I'm coming for the commentators, and nothing against the commentators. Davey Hyde, JT, all the commentators on those those networks do a good job, but they don't pick out the little things.
Right.
And that's what, like, when I was watching Drew fish that event live, I'm like, look what he's doing. And, like, he's doing, and he's so good, and he's ahead of the curve, but not just him. But, like, when you're watching the dude throw the lipless crankbait, when you're watching Jacob Weir, you need to look at those little things they're doing to create more bites and just for us to become better anglers. And so, I'm going to try to look in the future doing more videos where I get their footage, go over it, break it down.
Yeah.
And I said, that was the only thing I really, and I'm going to try to get a hold of Drew because, I've hung out with him before, and he's a great dude. I just really don't know why he didn't stay there, guys. Like, it's the championship day, and it wasn't like that's the only bass he caught that period. He caught 23. Guys, there's hundreds there. Like, why did we not stay there and throw a crankbait or a jig? Carolina. Right. Or just throw the minnow around.
Without the live scope.
Why did we not do that?
Yeah,
without the live scope. Like, why not? And it's a roadbed. So, like, picture this, everybody that knows Lake Brewer, okay? Lake Brewer has a roadbed bridge system that everybody knows about now. That's what he's fishing. Like, it's not like, we can fish that without live scope. I caught fish on without live scope. Y'all probably have too. And I'm just curious why he didn't just stay there and catch 20 more bass in two periods instead of whatever he did, So, I appreciate that on the comment.
Yep. So, you want to get after a coach? We got to go on break. How do they get a hold of you, brother?
Like I said, my Facebook page, Jim Easterling Fishing, or go to my YouTube channel, The Fishing Coach, and just send me an email, leave me a comment, or send me an information. But I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all. And y'all have a great week and be safe.
Thank you, Coach. I'm headed to Fork. I'll get a call. I'll call you later.
Here goes another tip. Hey, let's check your connections on your boat. Check your trailer. Make sure there's no rusting thing forming on your trailer. Look at your hitch ball. A lot of people have a problem with getting that hitch ball. Get you some WD-40. Get you a wire brush. Scrub that rust off of it so your connections go good while you're going down the lake.
Why did they take the slot off White Oak Lake? You want to know? Come back with us, Fish and Arkansas. I'll be right back.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Find out how Jamie Marsh can help with your auto, home, and life needs.
Never have I ever called my sister from the finish line of my first marathon.
Hello?
You won't believe where I am.
Are you running?
Mile 26. I'm going to make it.
Switch to T-Mobile's 55 Plus plan and get iPhone 16e with its advanced camera system on us. Plus, two lines for just $30 a line.
Guys, I can't believe it.
I knew you could do it, babe.
That was amazing.
Mom, how do you feel?
I feel great.
But I can't feel my feet.
Let's take a picture. And then you may carry me to the car.
Share every stride, every mile, every memory on America's best network. Switch to T-Mobile's 55 Plus plan and get iPhone 16e on us. And two lines for just $30 a line.
With 24 monthly bill credits and two eligible port-ins on Essentials 55 Plus for well-qualified customers with autopay plus taxes, fees, and $35 device connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off early or cancel. Contact us. Finance agreement 128 gigabytes, $599.99 required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Google. Of speed test intelligence data 1H 2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Oaklawn is here for when you want non-stop racing and non-stop action.
The season's back, the weekends are packed, and it's time to plan your visit. The Classic Racing season kicks off January 30th and runs through May 2nd with exciting weekends, great food and drinks, and the kind of atmosphere you can only find in Hot Springs. It's fast. It's lively. It's time to win. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is David Basil for my bank, Simmons Bank. I love the fact that Simmons Bank started in Pine Bluff way back in 1903 with a little over $3,000 in deposits. And over the last 122 years, they've grown to 6 states, 200 locations, and $27 billion in assets. But the best thing is, they've never forgotten where home is. They're committed to helping Arkansans reach their dreams. Whether it's a home loan or money for home improvements, Simmons Bank wants to help. They can turn the equity in your home into a line of credit or help take your business to the next level. Just start by going online and opening an account at SimmonsBank.com. It's that simple. And if you haven't noticed, Simmons Bank is in the community because they live where you live. Simmons Bank Arena in North Little Rock, Simmons Bank Field at War Memorial Stadium, and Simmons Bank Field and Pavilions at UAPB. Just some of the venues that Simmons Bank supports. And congrats to Simmons for hosting the second Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens at Pleasant Valley Country Club. Another outstanding job. Well done. And if you haven't noticed, I am proud to call Simmons Bank my bank.
The next time you travel to El Dorado and need overnight accommodations, the Haywood Hotel is where you need to stay. The Haywood El Dorado Tapestry Collection by Hilton is a great place to stay if you're in South Arkansas, listening to live music, or playing the challenging Mystic Creek Golf Club. Take time and relax in their bar for a drink before going out on the town for dinner. The Haywood, 210 South Washington, right in the heart of downtown El Dorado. Search the Haywood El Dorado on the web or call 800-293-0718 for reservations. The Haywood, a Beachwood hospitality property.
This is Justin Akre. If hand or wrist pain is getting in the way of your daily life, it's time to see the specialists at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. Their fellowship-trained hand and wrist surgeons treat everything from arthritis and fractures to nerve injuries and carpal tunnel. And with Arkansas's only hand trauma telemedicine program, advanced care is available around the clock. Call Ortho at 501-686-TOSH to schedule your appointment today and get back to living pain-free. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Welcome back to Fishing Arkansas. Here's Big Sarge.
So the question is, well, let me set the table first. Folks, they get on to me a little bit about, you talk about Texas all the time. Well, let me tell you why.
It's a reason. It's a
Ryan,
reason.
Ryan, help me out. The lakes are different than Arkansas. They got wood. They got grass. They got gators.
Nutrients.
The Texas Game and Fish there must be doing, they, you know, they're managing well because of what's coming out of not just Lake Fork, OHIV, all those lakes over there, right?
Is it the nutrients? Isn't it some nutrients in the water, too, that makes a big difference?
So you would be actually a little surprised. Some of these lakes, when we talk to these guys, some of these lakes are so good by themselves mm-hmm. that they don't have to do much to them at all.
Right.
So, yeah, when you go to Fork, they've got nutrients. Once you got nutrients, that's the base of everything.
There you go. That's what I'm trying to say. And that's what we don't have. I know. It was a guy who came and told us that.
And so the good thing about Arkansas is we've got a diverse, we've got probably some of the most diverse fisheries in the country.
Right.
Unfortunately, not all fisheries are made to be absolutely fantastic, at least for big bass.
Right.
So yeah, Texas, in that part of the state, they got it all. They got the habitat. They've got the fish.
They got the heat.
Yeah. I'm sure when you go down there, there's probably more fish on your electronics than anywhere you go.
Oh, it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
But we do have lakes that hold big ones. Lake Dunn, Lake Austell, Sunset Lake, White Oak Lake did. It probably still does. Lake Atkins. If you didn't know this lake, Lake Flint Creek.
Where's that at?
Near Gentry and Solemn Springs. These are small lakes, 65 acres, 85 acres. Very easy to go out there with a scope. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine? But what I want to ask you about, because people were hammering me about White Oak Lake. You had the slot at 16 to 24. You had the double-digit fish being caught on a Thursday night tournament because this is what the guy does.
Yep.
They took it off, and now it's gone down. And I am not saying that people in Arkansas, Monticello, that cut the sides out of a big fish.
Yes, they do.
So what do you say?
So I guess I'll pose this with a question first. If you have a lake where you're catching big fish, and then it suddenly starts seeming like they're gone, What do you think happened? Does that mean the big fish are gone, or they have died out and there's nothing taking their place?
I personally think that that lake is starting to get more attention. If it starts to get more attention, it gets more pressure. More pressure, fish get smarter. It gets
Yeah, but if you got a slot between 16 and 24, you're putting them back. You're taking a picture, putting them
but
back
it's
on.
Still, but you're still putting pressure on a fish. I mean, that's going to make the big fish. They don't get to be big fish by walking around and putting everything in their mouth. And they know everything is starting to change up. It's more people starting to fish for them. I think that's pressure. It's one of the things that I would say.
So pressure's got a lot to do with it. And so I'll just walk you through kind of what happened. So White Oak got renovated 2012, 2015. So they drained it, did some work on it, a bunch of habitat stuff. And so when you drain it, get rid of everything that's in it, and you get start over. That's mm-hmm. the quickest way to turn things around. And so they did that, got the new fish in it, had catch and release on it, you know, what you want to do with every fishery, allow it to, you know, build up a little bit. So as the fishery progressed, you see that slot limit start going up. And so what they're doing is they're protecting that group of fish that got put in there as they age up.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like you said, that final one was, what, 18, 24 inches?
Mm-hmm.
So what they did is that was, you know, those fish had gotten to that point, and so they're protecting them. And so while this is all going on, you know, every year biologists, when they do their spring electrofishing, they're taking subsamples of those fish to age them, figure out how old they are, how quick they're growing.
Mm-hmm.
So what they noticed is those fish, as they got up, they were bunching up into that slot to where most of the fish that were collected were in that 18 to 24. And they noticed that their growth rates were backing off. They were mm-hmm. not growing as well as they were. And so the idea behind it was it was that point to take the slot, and they needed to get those fish either in the slot or under it
exactly.
out.
Yep. Because it can't sustain itself because they're eating up all the bait. That's why they can't make. That's like any even small lakes. The more small fish you have in a small lake, that's why they try to sand those fish out or thin them out because they're eating up all the bait. So fish won't get a chance to get bait.
Okay, so let me throw this at you.
Yep.
Forage, rather.
Let's talk about bait fish.
Yep.
I was quite impressed with Grizz Ferry. Every time I went, it was covered up. I know before it was tough to find bait.
Yeah, it's a lot better now.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so when you have a lake like, and Cody, Captain Cody's right here talking about Flint Creek, saying it's a very hot lake. It's a power plant lake. That's probably why right now it's on fire.
Oh, yeah, it's warm.
But those smaller lakes, the truth, are they dumping bait in there like a lot? Do we have the facilities here in Arkansas that we can dump, you know, minnows and threadfin, whatever? What do you say about that?
So we've got some of, you know, the most top notch facilities in the state. Although if you say we took all the hatcheries in the state and pulled them together, whatever that acreage of water would be, a lake like Austell or Dunn or, you know, maybe even a lake that's a couple hundred acres, you can have an influence on that. But once you stock a lake like Washita, mm-hmm. it's going to be really hard to notice a change. Just poor fish. They're so big.
Yep.
Yeah. But these little lakes, it's really easy. I say easy. It's a lot easier to have an impact on those smaller lakes like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like you said, Eugene, so much less pressure.
Yeah.
I mean, I fish trolling motor only lakes in my kayak. Mm. And I'll be honest with you, some of them are better than any of these big lakes.
Okay.
Nobody fishes them.
I'm going to hit you one more, and then I'm going to let this young lady talk about some stuff coming up. We talked about the bait and all that good stuff. So let's talk about where was I going with that on the bait?
What kind is being stocked in the lakes? You know, a lot of people always ask me, is there a gizzard shad off in here? What kind of a threadfin shad? I mean, I really don't know which shad is in which lake and which shad is the best shad to be feeding.
So you're going
to
have gizzard shad and threadfin.
Okay.
We're going to stock threadfin. Gizzard shad are a good food source, but they get so big that they will outgrow almost most bass to be consumed.
So they won't.
You got gizzard shad that'll get 3 pounds, and they're not going to get eaten.
I didn't know that.
So this is what I was going to ask you. Live scope.
Yeah.
Okay, so when it first came out, you know, people thought I was against it. No, by no means am I against live scope. What I was saying is that your White Oak, your Austell, your lakes like that
mm-hmm.
can get fished out if you know what you're doing and you had a stockpile of live scopers in there.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
Yeah. And so that discussion really gets broke down into people that don't know how to use live scope and people that do know how to use
mm-hmm.
live scope. If you don't know how to use live scope, it's almost the same as if you didn't have it.
Yeah.
But if you know how to use it, it's super effective.
It's a good tool.
Now, we've got to looking into it, seeing crappie. You know, and down in my neck of the woods, crappie's king.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we've noticed is these crappie guys are catching twice as many fish.
Right.
But they're getting pickier because they can catch more fish. They're getting really picky on what goes in the live well.
Mm-hmm.
And your other guys that either don't really know how to use it or don't have it, they're still doing the same, you know, I'm going to keep whatever I can get a hold of, and that's what's going to go home with.
I will say this, and y'all might even know this, okay? Game and Fish may not have a clue. This may be something new for you. There is a sonar that goes off on our live scope. You can go up to a tree. I can take you right now and show you a tree out in front of me, 70 foot. And when I turn to it, you will see the bigger crappie start moving off slowly.
Okay.
So I said, why don't you just throw a hydro wave on there, mm-hmm. which could mask the ticking sound, you know?
Yeah.
And so, and I'm not saying the Game and Fish told me to shut up and said, you know what, it's all going to catch up with itself. And the fish have gotten smarter.
Oh, yeah.
There is no doubt.
Yeah.
The pressure.
Because I've been out there, and I know when a fish, if I aim at a brush pile and I see fish already starting to leave, I go to that brush pile and I know where it's at, and then I turn my scope away from it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're wising up.
Yeah.
And that's without even hitting your trolling motor, because I had that happen to me on the Gray last tournament. I went and bought the Hydro Wave, and I saw a lot of fish. I could skin at them, and they'll start moving. I mean, they'll literally just start moving on out.
Let's have a tip.
Okay, give you another tip. Let's say check your electronics. Hook them up. Turn them on, even before you get to the water. Check your transducer. Big Sarge, how you check your transducer to see if it's working?
Put your ear down there and hear it ticking.
Hear the tick. If you hear the ticking, it's working, because if the transducer's not working, you're not getting anything out of it.
Coming back, calendar events. We're not done with Ryan. Stay with us. Fishing Arkansas.
Well, you already know.
Axles Plus is your go-to for all your trailer needs. Located in Beebe at 2502 West DeWitt Henry Drive, not only do they build axles, but they have trailer tires, lights, couplers, jacks, and any other trailer components. Axles Plus is family-owned and operated, and they're open Monday through Thursday, 7:30 to 4:30, and Friday, 7:30 to 3:30. Axles Plus will stay late if you need them to, and they guarantee competitive pricing. Check out Axles Plus in Beebe.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Find out how Jamie Marsh can help with your auto, home, and life needs.
If you owe back taxes, listen carefully to rule number one. Never go up against the IRS alone. They're cracking down, freezing bank accounts, garnishing paychecks, canceling passports. Even your home or business could be at risk. But here's what they don't tell you. The IRS has powerful tax relief programs that could save you thousands if you qualify. That's why smart people call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. Nobody knows these programs like the experts at Optima. Their team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $2 billion in tax debt for people just like you. The IRS is not stopping, so don't wait and don't take them on alone. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-936-9033. 800-936-9033. 800-936-9033.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Oaklawn Sports presents Oaklawn Game Day. It's an inside look at the week's biggest games, exciting prop bets, and the latest betting lines from Oaklawn Sportsbook. Justin Acri and Oaklawn's Vice President of Racing and Wagering, Zach Gillum, give you all the information you need to place your bets at Oaklawn. Catch it on The Buzz Wednesdays at 8 p.m. and again Thursday mornings at 5:30 before Morning Mayhem. Oaklawn Game Day on your fun and game station, 103.7 The Buzz.
It's Lion Legal's quarterly free legal clinic Saturday, February the 7th at the Lehman Library in North Little Rock from 9:30 a.m. till 12:30 p.m. In service to the community they love, Lion Legal's providing 4 legal clinics per year to help with common life issues, divorce and custody, sealing criminal records, debt defense, consumer protection, real estate issues, and simple wills and POAs. Please bring all important information and documents to the Lehman Library Saturday, February the 7th for Lion Legal's free legal clinic.
Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families presents Central Arkansas Soup Sunday, March 1st at 3:30 at the Jack Stevens Center at UA Little Rock. Arkansas Advocates works for an Arkansas where every child and family has every opportunity for success. Central Arkansas Soup Sunday, benefiting Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families, March 1st at 3:30. Tickets are available at aradvocates.org and at the door.
On these cold winter mornings, there is no better way to warm up than with a hot cup of community coffee. And there's no better place to get that than at Family Market. And it's bean to cup at every location, so it's always guaranteed to be fresh. And with every large cup of community coffee, you also receive 5 cents off a gallon of All-American Valero gasoline when you use your Family Market rewards card. So, visit your favorite local Family Market store today in Pangburn, Shannon Hills, Malvern, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster.
We are just a bunch of guys having fun. Just one has exceptional hair.
Yeah.
Nothing more, nothing less. 103.7 The Buzz, KABZ Little Rock.
Wherever they're biding, that's where you're gonna find them. Got the fast boat, gassed up, tackle box, coffee cup, country boy living large. Just another day in the natural state, fishing Arkansas with Big Sarge.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on.
For a good time here on Fishing Arkansas, and we're going to do our best right now to make sure you don't have to travel all the way to... A little slow there, Janet, but you'll catch on. It's all good. Let's take a look at what's going on around Central Arkansas with Fishing Arkansas's calendar of events.
This came back around fast. Sealy Big Bass. Gunnersville, March 27th through the 29th. Sam Rayburn, April 17th through the 19th. Toledo Bend, May 15th through the 17th. Lake Fork. Did I say that funny?
No, you did.
Yes, she did.
Toledo.
Thank you.
Toledo Bend, March 15th through the 17th. Lake Fork. It is the 18th through the 20th. He has thrown me off. He's laughing. Listen to this. Lake Fork Lure Tournament. Big Bass. March 7th through the 8th. What are the rules on those?
You know, you got to use Lake Fork lures. And I need to text Jeff Sprague.
Oh, you know what?
Major League Fishing Pro. He's helped develop some plastics. And so it's really going to help out. Berkeley Big Bass, it's really tough to find something that you like. And it has to be Berkeley, right? Sealy, you can use anything you want. But in this one... and here's the thing, the cold water is probably going to back them up, so probably the spawn's going to be later in March and April, but they're still going to be pre-spawners. You're still going to find them in 5-6 water. And live scope, you ever heard about two transducers?
Oh, yeah.
One perspective, one shooting forward, and the saltwater one. You know about the saltwater? I don't know the model number.
It's supposed to shoot out farther, isn't it?
Oh, Sonny, you talking about clear? But anyway, you're going to find those bass 5-6 foot that your naked eye can't see, and they're easier to catch because they're not being picked on.
Good stuff. Hey, I want to do a shout out to I don't know if it's a shout out, but a condolences to Jeff Sprague. I think he lost his father last week or the week before last.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So condolences out to you, Jeff, and the family. I think he was fishing the Gunnersville. And he had lost
one more. The Winter Olympics. It seemed like yesterday.
Ooh, that's going to be fun.
You were prepping everyone. It was hot in the summer. I think it was like July, and you're like, get ready.
You know what? Let me go around the horn. What are you looking forward to on the Winter Olympics?
It's in Italy. The Winter Olympics, 116 events. I don't know what.
I don't know what they've
a lot going on with it, but. That man got arrested. That Winter Olympian got arrested.
Oh, for being a drug pen?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I heard about that. Cartel guy.
What was he? A skiing guy or a snowboarder?
No, I like
the cartel man. That's what he was.
I like the ski jumping myself.
Where they fly, I don't see how they don't break
figure skating is something you love, but I mean, it's, you know. I get you.
I mean, the bobsled.
Bobsled, luge. Yeah, that's up my alley.
You got any favorites?
Curling.
Not really. What, Olympic sweeping?
What's that?
That's the curling's like Olympic sweeping.
Pretty much. Yeah, stones and sweeping, yes.
Listen, I'm kind of frustrated with the Olympics because they had put all these people in danger not fixing the tiny little bend I heard about, and everyone was flying off of the track getting hurt, and it took about 5 or 6 people flying off before they realized, hey, we've got to fix that track.
Well, it seems like, it's every 4 years. You realize that, right? Every 2 years. Now, in 2 years, we're going to have summer. In 2 years, right, we'll have winter. You realize that, right?
I do, but I do not.
No.
Just trying to help Hey, you. I'm still back on this figure skating you said I like.
You told me before.
I have not ever told you. I've never, ever, ever, ever told you that.
Okay.
Like that. Well, we know what you're looking for.
Let's get back to fishing real quick if we could. Is that all you got,
though? Yeah, I just want them to stay safe. Whatever they do out there, we don't even know the 116 of them. Just be safe.
I do have a question since we get back to fishing.
Yeah.
Game and fish medicine question.
All right.
Do you all test scents, like fish attractants? Scent attractants on baits.
I think we leave that to Berkeley.
Okay. That's all I didn't know.
Good point. You know what? You know who would know? This man that's on the line right now. Jeff, how are you, my man?
I'm doing good. How are you guys this morning? Sorry.
What's going on, Jeff?
Listen, we got a Game and Fish in here, Arkansas Game and Fish, and we've been hammering him. Actually, it's been really nice. He's got a lot of great answers for everybody's wanting me to throw the hard questions at him. And Jeff, let's talk to you. You fish all over the world, okay? What would you say? Why is now we know Arkansas, and I think y'all got a tournament at Table Rock, which is half and half. Texas, Louisiana, Georgia, Alabama. These are fishing states. Would you say?
Absolutely. That's it's in their genetics and in their gene pool to be outdoors and be on the water. So those are some of your hardcore guys there.
All right, so talking about that, you got one huge tournament coming up. We are trying to send a whole bunch of Arkansas anglers down there. Mm. We set a record at Sealy with 402 Arkansas anglers.
Wow.
We took home the trophy two times in 2 years, right? Big bass.
Back to back.
Back to back. We made some Texas people really mad. But Jeff, talk to us about it.
So we've got that, we're dealing with Sealy, and this is our Lake Fork. It's the first annual Lake Fork Big Bass Splash, $100,000 payout. It's just like the hourly events where, we're going to pay out hourly for each winner, and it's going to pay down each place. A lot of big things are coming out of that. It's all Lake Fork soft plastic that, can be used in any combination with a hard bait that you can trail it with a soft plastic, anything like that. We're excited about it. We've got, there's new rods out, Lake Fork Rod Co., that are going to offer bonuses. If you have the Lake Fork rod and you win an hour on it, it's going to pay an additional bonus. There's just a lot of cool things that we're doing at this event to get, everyone involved and wanting everybody to see the new revamp and the rebrand of Lake Fork Lure Co. and all the new products that have been brought to the market. It's not just the same, Lake Fork worms that have been a staple in the industry for years and you can still catch bass on. We have the forward-facing minnow now. We have, like speed worms. We've got, brush hog style baits. We've got a plethora of everything that really fill in those gaps of every angler's need.
Yeah, trust me, everybody listening right now, there's one of his baits that's going to catch you a large lip devil and cash you a check. Jeff, I'm leaving today. As soon as I get done with the show, I've got a new Phoenix 721, matches my truck. I've got to break it in. I'm going to break it in today. At Lake Fork, and then I'm going to fish the rest of the week. But I will be at your store. Me and Rick's coming sometime this week. I want to do a video and show them what's going on. Is that okay?
Absolutely. Reach out to me, and I'd love to meet and see you guys down there, and meet you up, and let Rick buy us lunch. He's got all the connections and he knows all the good spots down here around the lake. So look forward to seeing you and Rick.
Ah, man, I appreciate it. You're right. I told him, I said, don't bother me today. I'm going to be on the water for 2 hours, and I don't need nobody bothering me. But he's got some Oklahoma people coming in, so I'll let you know what day we're coming up. So real quick, let's look at you. When's your next tournament? Where's it at?
So leaving the 13th of February, we're going to Lake Hartwell, South Carolina. We just got back from Gunnersville. Quick rundown on Gunnersville for everybody that watched or that was tuned into that. You know, we led the tournament the very first day there at Gunnersville, caught like over 108 pounds worth of bass, I believe is what it was in the first day. A lot of 4s and 5 pounders. Oh, wow. The bladed jig was key for me there with the Magic Shad and Blue Bruiser as the trailer. And I know a lot of people think that they understand bladed jigs, and they do, but that Magic Shad is truly the best chatterbait trailer, bladed jig trailer on the market. It's been tried to be imitated by so many different companies, but we really have the original, and there's just not a better one on the market. So if you throw a bladed jig and you want to try a trailer that really gives you the best action on the bait and draws more strikes, that's definitely what I would point anyone in the direction of.
Absolutely, 100%. It walks a whole lot better underneath the water with
Magic
that.
Shad. I got to check that out.
Yeah. Jeff, listen, we appreciate you every Sunday giving us a recap of Major League Fishing, plus your big tournament coming up in March.
Yes.
A Carolina rig read it off, and the rules are simple. You got to use Lake Fork lures, but there's a plenty of them. So, Jeff, thank you. We'll see you this week.
Guys, thank you for having me. Appreciate it. Tight lines, and everybody stay warm.
See you, buddy.
All right, be good, Jeff.
Okay, we're going to hit Cody real quick. Cody, what's up, brother?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Well, we just got off phone with Major League Fishing Jeff Sprague talking about a big tournament he's got coming up. But listen, you got something going on at Beaver Lake. I got the Game and Fish in here right now, and we're wondering what's up. Are you able to fish?
Well, I haven't been able to get out recently. You can get out on the big end. If you go up about Mid-Lake, Hickory Creek North, you can get in, but the rivers, they got ice. Both the White River and the War Eagle got ice on them right now, so you can get up in them, but you can't get far up into the rivers, but that shouldn't take long to thaw out. But the fishing's been good up until the cold front, and then the cold front's pretty much shut everything down, you know?
Yeah. Well, you got a great service up there. We want people to come up there. Beaver's really, really huge lake. They want to book a trip with you. Coming up, we got some thawing coming out. It's going to be in the 50s and 60s. How do they get a hold of you, brother?
You can find me on Facebook at Beaver Lakes River Rat Guide Service, or you can find me on the web at RiverRatGuideServiceLLC.com, or they can give me a phone call at 479-531-5535.
Hey, last question, Cody, and I don't know if I've ever cleared this out with everybody listening. Are you doing all species or just crappie?
I do a little bit of everything. It just kind of depends on what anybody wants to do when they get a hold of me. I mainly specialize in crappie, but, you know, I fish for everything. I'm an equal opportunity hook setter. If it wants to buy it, I'll catch it.
I know that's
okay.
Right.
I got you. Cody, thank you, man. Having Beaver on here is a big jump because we just didn't have anything up north. So thank you very much, and I'm looking forward to next Sunday. We ought to have a really good report.
Oh, yes, sir. I'll talk to you then.
Thank you. We got to go on break, right?
Yeah, we got a little time that we need to make up.
Okay, we're going to go on break. Let's do another tip. Check all your lights on your trucks and your trailers. Do a walk around. Everything hooked up and make sure everything is good to go. There's nothing worse than driving down early in the morning where you can't see your trailer. Just telling you that right now. So check all your lights on the trailer.
Fish and Arkansas, I'll be right back.
All ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? From the beginning.
Hello, folks. It's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge Store right here in Sherwood. Hey, I know everyone's talking about the shortage of available stock. Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep here in Sherwood, we have inventory on our lot, and we have truckloads coming in, so we have hundreds of new Dodge Chrysler Jeeps and Ram for you to choose from. We'll beat anyone's price. Now's a great time to get out of the old car and into a new Dodge Chrysler Jeep or Ram truck. We're dealing, folks. Come see us at Fletcher Dodge on Warden Road. Shop us online at FletcherDeals.com.
Every morning, we rise and shine, make breakfast, and brush away the night's rest. These routines help us start the day off right. Nature Made vitamins are a simple step in that daily care regimen. Multivitamins with daily essentials, clinically studied probiotics for gut health support, magnesium to help relax the body. Nature Made is made to care for you every day. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
salon owner. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. There's only one FDA-approved Ozempic, made by Novo Nordisk. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5, 1, and 2 milligrams.
Check out the new clothing at Bell & Swarton Conway. A new cricket polo with Razorback logo. Button downs, vests, sweaters, slacks with UCA or Arkansas gear from Johnny O and Peter Millar. Great staff, fantastic service. Bell & Swarton, the only Central Arkansas men's store with a tailor on staff to fit you. So go now to Bell & Swarton, 1011 Oak Street in Conway on Facebook and Instagram.
In today's digital world, compliance isn't just a box to check, it's a necessity. Network Services Group will help you navigate the complex landscape of cybersecurity regulations, making sure your business stays compliant and secure. Stay ahead of the curve. Focus on what really matters, growing your business. Network Services Group, your partner in compliance for banks and medical organizations.
Network Services Group, one call does it all.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. In 1963, President John F. Kennedy said, "If we cannot now end our differences, at least we can make the world safe for diversity. Our basic common link is that we all inhabit this same small planet. We all breathe the same air. We all cherish our children's future, and we are all mortal." We need this wisdom now more than ever, as we face the challenges of living together in peace. May all of us work and pray for peace on earth and goodwill to men. Double B celebrates the wonderful diversity that makes up the populace of Arkansas. Black, white, rich, poor, urban, rural, we are all neighbors. Come into one of the 34 Double B's locations across Arkansas, and you'll be greeted like family, because you are family. Double B's. It's where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Double B's.
The electric cooperatives got its start lighting Arkansas, and we continue to meet that demand with every resource we can deliver. We're powering your life, where you live every single day through one of 17 local cooperatives, each unique, always united, and in your community. Our mission? To provide reliable, affordable, and responsible power to every corner of Arkansas. It's the local, hometown cooperative way, because we're better connected together. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas.
Welcome back to Fishing Arkansas. Here's Big Sarge.
Okay, see, Carolina Rigg's over looking at me. She's laughing, saying, what is he thinking? What is he thinking? Let me tell you what I'm thinking. I got another one from my man across over here, Ryan Moseczek. Okay? He's not from here.
He's got a Ryan. He leave it alone.
Listen,
Ryan Moe. He's
down there, Monticello. He knows everything about it. He's answered every question flawlessly. Are y'all ready for this one?
Sure, let's go.
Grass. Why in the world? And Larry Nixon get on here right now and tell you. Mm-hmm. Why are we killing grass in lakes?
So it kind of depends on, you know, well, first of all, what entity owns the lake. But, you know, as a state agency, we have an obligation to protect our native species. So hydrilla is not native to the U.S. It's probably one of the most aggressive species. Now, while it does have, you know, everybody knows it's
benefits,
good for grass.
Right.
But we do have an obligation to help protect our native species by managing invasive species.
Mm.
But with that said, Cane Creek Lake in Star City, that's one of our game and fish lakes, that is a perfect case study as to too much vegetation is a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's 100% covered, and the only thing you can throw on that lake right now is a frog.
Yeah.
And it's a mess. But so there's that. So it's all about a balance.
Mm-hmm. I like balance, but yeah. Maumee wiped it all out.
Yeah. Well, and see, you know, when I fished there, so back when I was in high school, it was just kind of starting. And, man, did it change quick.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that is... you know, it in some of those cases, it is easier to wipe it out than it is to manage it. And so that's generally up to whoever owns it.
Well, you know, the rumors came out that saying, well, it's bad for the water system, you know, polluting, blah, blah, blah. Well, of course, I said, you know, I said, no, no. Lake Fork is a water supply for Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
We know it's in Lake Fork.
Yeah.
Every kind of grass you got.
Yeah.
And two-stroke motors. They were saying, hey, you can't have a two-stroke motor. Now, I don't know if they changed that, but I heard that rumor.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, oh, come on, man. I mean, basically.
Come on, man.
They wanted Lake Maumelle to be.
A pleasure lake.
A pleasure lake. Yeah. And they just say it.
Yeah. It also depends on the infrastructure that they have in whatever water facility they've got to get all that stuff out of the water. And I believe that it was cheaper to deal with that than it was to filter it all out.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the route that they decided to take.
Good answer. Listen, you're 8 for 8, man. 8 lures to use when you're in 40-degree water. Are you ready? Y'all can jump in. Ron fishes. Rattle trap.
Check.
Mm-hmm. A-rig.
Check.
Jig.
Check.
Spinner bait slow rolling.
Check.
Jerk bait.
Check.
Wiggle wart.
Check.
And you know what a blade bait is?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You do now because we went out and threw one.
Mm-hmm.
You seen blade bait?
Little George.
You know what? A lot of people don't throw those.
Not anymore. And also the thing is, Vince, wiggle wart. Are we talking old ones or are we talking new ones?
Can you get your hands on it old?
Well, if you're getting a fist fight on eBay, you can.
You sure can. Yeah. Put some money on it. But I guess now the wiggle wart, the old school wiggle wart, now it's the new school Spro.
Yeah.
I think the Spro 50 and 55 is what people are throwing a lot more now.
Those bills on those break off, though. If you get fed up with grass on it and you slap it, they're going to snap off.
On those Spros?
Yep.
Listen, I don't know if I shouted this out, but there's some folks down at Hot Springs that took care of me Friday night, and let's go over this.
Sometimes there's just nothing better than hitting the open road, finding a good camping spot, and hanging out with family and friends. But if your trailer's not working right, that could be a pretty short trip. That's why you need to go to Axles Plus. They're your go-to for all your trailer needs, located in BB at 2502 West DeWitt Henry Drive. And if you don't feel like roughing it, maybe you want the comforts of a camper or RV, check out Moik's RV with 2 locations in Conway, 1 in Springdale, and now they're open in Hot Springs Landing. However you choose to do it, we're here to give you the best camping spots on Fishing, Arkansas.
All right, you want to do a quick trip, go to Hot Springs. Let's go to Shady Oaks Trail Getaway. Hey, they have 16 cabins. They're located on Lake Hamilton. They have a boat ramp. They got docks, 2-story. If you let them know that Fishing Arkansas sent you that way, you can get you a discount.
Yeah, I met the parents of Rob, that's the main salesman, one of the main salesmen at Greg Orr, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they do a lot more extra type stuff, like people that come, they'll cook. Some steaks on the grill and stuff
didn't
like
know that.
Listen, some good hospitality is going to come out of here. Y'all book them. And who wants to stay in a hotel anymore?
Do they have a little fireplace in their cabin?
Oh, yeah.
And that is Shady Oaks Trail
Getaways.
There you go.
Now, I selected one person out of this group, Todd, that is bougie. She likes money. She knows money. And I said, if I'm cold and I'm sick of it, where would I go?
It's Sunday morning, and you woke up realizing you're in the middle of a pretty good weekend. Makes you want to have another one, doesn't it? Or maybe a vacation? Well, it's never too early to start planning. So here's Fishing Arkansas's look at the top places in Arkansas to get away.
All right. So I've got a few written down for you, but I'm going to talk about my main place. I've been absolutely amazing. It's a long flight, so you can't go there all the time. Bora Bora is my top place I've ever been to in the whole entire world. It's warm all year round. But let's talk about a warm place in the United States. Naples, Palm Beach, Miami, part of the continental U.S. In winter, it has the warmest areas. Upscale spas, oceanfront dining.
Key West. Wouldn't Key West would be one of them?
I would think. I kind of get bored there.
Okay.
I don't know why, yeah. But listen, they do now in Florida, not Key West. They have over-the-water bungalows I've been seeing on TikTok.
That sounds like
I would like
cool.
to go.
Yeah.
Here's a cool one. Scottsdale, Arizona. They have the sunny desert for the warmth. Listen to this.
close to me because I have an autoimmune. Great for arthritis and fibromyalgia because it's a dry heat.
Mm-hmm. And if you're a baseball enthusiast in the month of February, you can go to any place basically in Florida or Arizona and catch you some spring training.
Oh, that's
okay.
Nice. Oh,
cool. The last one, I'm about to go here next month. You know what I do every February.
Paris.
New Orleans for Mardi Gras.
That's right. That's right. You do.
Phillip's 21st or 22nd year on the Endymion flute.
He kind of like the Grand Poopaw, right? Doesn't he get out in front or something?
No, he's just. There's so many of them and so many different parades and so many floats. It's a big deal for me because I've been going, I guess this is my fifth year. But there's so many people down there doing that. That's their lifestyle and, you know, they live down there. I'm sure they probably get annoyed with all of us tourists after that. But I could eat gumbo every day. I've been down there for 5 days in a row and ate gumbo every single day. I did make gumbo and when we got snowed in. And, you know, I'm always going, never get to relax, never get a moment to myself. When I was snowed in, I turned everything off. I was able to get days of relaxation.
Chili and hot dogs was my favorite.
We can believe that.
So, anyway, New Orleans has
with no bread.
Food, jazz, and cozy warmth. There's a lot. I guess Phillip opened my eyes to a part of New Orleans that I was very scared of. But there is a lot of bougie things going on in New Orleans.
Not bougie.
And us Arkansans probably wouldn't think that. But there's some spectacular things to do and see.
Yeah.
Really nice restaurants where they'll play music at your table, a violinist or a trumpet. Just really cool. I've gotten to see a side of New Orleans I had no idea about the last 5 years.
Well, thank you for that. I knew you was going to nail
it. You can get there in certain places in 6 hours.
Hey, I need your help here. And are you married, Ryan?
I am, yep.
Okay, so listen, something that I was supposed to do earlier, a shout out to the missus, and one big reason, you know, as a SART major, we get asked a lot of questions, you know, marriage counselor and all this. You know, I'm like, well, I'm not certified, but I am a SART major. I kind of know. Well, I want to say this, and Carolina Rigg, you've been married before. I want to say that, you know, I am blessed and lucky. Like, well, you get to go to Texas any way you want. Well, you know, she knew marrying me what she got. Right?
Yeah.
And what I'm saying is don't fake. Listen to me, guys and girls.
Yeah.
If you're dating, don't act like you're somebody else, because when you get married, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
So if the girl stays with you and you don't fish very much, and that's really not you, then when you start fishing a lot, she's going to say, well, you're never home.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Okay, yeah, and then on the other side is, and if I fish a lot, and the girl says, well, I love to fish, and then once you get married, she goes, no, I don't really like to fish. They did that just to get their hooks in you, right?
Yeah.
So if I'm doing any kind of marriage counseling right now, I'm just saying, guys and girls, be yourself.
Yes.
Okay? And it's all going to work out because, you know, Sean likes to be on her own, too. Believe it or not.
Well, space is a good thing.
And I purposely, and I ain't got no money, but I bought her a camper and placed it up there at Greer's Ferry so she could go do that, right? Yeah. I've got a place on Lake Fork because
I got
it.
Y'all have your
own
camper.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the best.
So hey, anyway, people, Carolina Reed, you've been married and now you're not, but you know the both sides.
I like it how I am, but listen, I can buy whatever I want. No one can tell me no. I can get the car I want. I can buy my daughter whatever I want. I can buy my... No one can tell me no. I do like that part of it. I think after I divorced, I was like, no, I don't want to be alone, but you can have the best of both worlds, can't you?
Ain't got nothing to do with fishing, but I'm just trying to help some people out real quick.
Here's the deal, though. People do change. So say I fell in love with fishing when y'all took me down to Lake Fork, but it's got to be summertime. I am not going to love it in the winter.
Don't let me
be cold.
So I got you. Ryan, you got anything to add?
I don't.
Yeah. Is she listening right now?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, they're listening.
Yeah, we'll leave that alone. golly. All right, let's catch the phone. You want to go with Rick first?
Yes, please.
All right.
Yes, our show is called Fishing Arkansas. But you know how Sarge talks all the time about slipping down to Lake Fork in East Texas. And our next guest helped Carolina Rigg and Sassy Shad catch their personal best. Now it's time to put you on those same fish. This is the guy that can do it. It's time for Rick Carter on Fishing Arkansas.
He's calling back right now.
Well, I'm trying to figure out which line it is here.
Rick, is that you? Go loud.
Hello?
Rick?
Hello?
Dustin or this, Rick?
Rick Carter. Hello? Golly. All right, let's get Dustin on.
Rick was having connection issues earlier, so...
He might be on the water.
Why don't we go here first, and then we'll try to reestablish connection with Rick.
All right.
Well, you know, it would help if I did that right there.
From Action Fishing Trips on Lake Greeson, here's Dustin Holmes.
Yeah, hold on, Rick Carter. We're losing connection, but we do have Lake Greeson on. Dustin, how are you?
Pretty good.
I'm going to call you when I leave here, so be prepared for that. But let's talk about Lake Greeson. We have a young man here. Maybe, do you know Dustin Holmes?
I do not.
Okay, Ryan's Game and Fish down at Monticello. Dustin's gone to Monticello, I know, haven't you?
Biggest fish I ever caught in my life come out of Lake Monticello.
Oh,
where
really?
They drained it, and they did the they redone it.
Yeah. Yep. Well, he's here. Yep. He's answered some hard questions. And I really appreciate him driving up. But let's talk about what's cooking. I'm not sure, you know, I seen you yesterday at Greg Orr, and I'm not sure you've been on the water very much. But what do you think's going on at Greeson right now?
There's still a lot of fish just open water. There's some fish on brush, deep brush, you know, but the majority of the crappie are being caught in the channels in open water around that 20-foot mark.
All right. Folks, if you didn't know, he books a lot of people. He books corporate. You got four boats, right?
Correct.
And out of Self Creek, is that correct, Dustin?
Swaha,
I'm sorry. Okay. Swaha,
yeah.
go there, get your room. You're going to book Dustin. He's got a great team. You're going to catch fish. Crappie's not the only thing that you go after, right?
No, we do bass also. I'd say 90% of our clients are crappie is what we're geared towards. But every now and again, I do have people say, hey, I like to catch bass. So that's okay. Don't matter. We can do that too.
You know, one of the questions that was asked of me to ask you, let's say Carolina Rig had a team of five or six and they all want to be together. Can you put that many on one of your big boats?
Yeah, I can do five. Would be max, but yes, I can do five.
Okay, all right. So that answered that question. You know, some of these businesses, they want to be together. You got rules. You know, you got to stay legal out there, but they can bring their soda pops and their food, right? You got a nice setup?
Oh, yeah. These are all big boats, 22-foot blue waves. There's seats all down one side, so it's kind of like the seat in the back of a bass boat, that butt seat. It folds up and down. So everybody's got their own seat. And, you know, I have another seat that I can set in there in between a couple of them, and that would be what I was talking about, that fifth person. And I guess six people could go. They're just going to have to kind of sit behind them and maybe take turns if they just wanted to kind of visit and be there. You know, but these are big boats.
Okay. Folks, we got great lakes across Arkansas, and you just don't know if you've never been to Greeson how clean and beautiful that is. Action Fishing Trips, how do they get a hold of you, brother?
Give me a call on my cell phone, 870-828-0605, or just go online to actionfishingtrips.com.
Okay, Dustin Holmes. Yeah, I'm leaving, headed to Texas. I'll call you when I get on the road, buddy.
Thank you.
Thank you, bud. All right, let's go from there to Texas.
Yes, our show is called Fishing Arkansas, but you know how Sarge talks all the time about slipping down to Lake Fork in East Texas, and our next guest helped Carolina Rig and Sassy Shad catch their personal best. Now it's time to put you on those same fish. This is the guy that can do it. It's time for Rick Carter on Fishing Arkansas.
Morning, Rick.
Good
morning, Rick.
Morning.
Hey, y'all staying warm?
Trying to
do something with it. 13 this morning. Now, Ricky, I know you've been listening, you and the missus. Almost every one of our guides have not been able to get on the water because of the ramp. And so you have been on the water. So what is going on down there?
Man, it's been a great week. If you could stay warm up till lunchtime this past week, then the evening bite from 12 on till 5 was really good.
Hmm.
I had a young man. He's started out with me, I think, when he was four, and he's 16 now, Hank Riley, and he is flat catching them. He had one this week, almost 12 pounds.
Oh, yeah, it's a big
one. And then he had, let's see, he had 22 more pounds to go with that 1183. So he had a big sack.
Yeah, five fish, almost 40 pounds?
Yeah. Oh, over 40 pounds.
Yes, sir.
God, dope.
Yeah, now this is a young man. How old is he?
16.
Well, he's 16 now. He came driving up in his own truck and brand new Phoenix 21 Elite X. And, man, that day the roads were still a little sketchy. So I've known him since he was four. It kind of shocked me when he drove up in his own rig all the way from West Fort Worth.
Dang.
Oh, boy. You got to have it. You got to have it. That's when you love it, baby. That's when you love it.
Oh, good kids. Hey, a shout out to our Chicago bunch, Rick. They're listening.
Oh, you bet, man. We got them all the way across. From Florida all the way up. I have a cousin in Punta Gorda, Florida. And he listens every Sunday.
That's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Love that.
Good stuff.
Well, we're going into a really, really warm week in, on Lake Fork. I'm going down to break in the boat and fish. Matter of fact, you don't know this yet. Lee called me at 7 in Texarkana. So Lee Glegachips is headed down there, too. but, Rick, really, let's talk about your service. You got February coming up. You got March. You got a big tournament. Jeff has already called. What do they get when they go with you? They stay at Lake Fort Marina. You kind of got it all right there.
Yes, sir. They need to get their dates finalized and call the marina at lakefortmarina.com, get their lodging set up, and they have big houses they rent. Got four or five of those. We have duplexes, two-story suites, and about 40 regular hotel rooms. So it's kind of limited when everybody in the country wants to show up the same day.
Right. Well, good food, too. Very good food, Jamie's Restaurant.
There you go.
Now we have Jamie's right there.
Yeah.
Walk across the street from the tackle store. And, man, on Friday and Saturday nights, that chef, old Cruz, has been doing some big tomahawk ribeyes, and it takes two of you to eat one of them. They are huge.
Drop shot could eat one. Rick, it's always fun to talk to you about Lake Fork. We got the game and fish in here. He's explained a whole bunch of stuff about the lakes and stuff. You know, we could say rivers. We do have Slade on that's going to talk about the Little Red, but. I'm coming down today. Like I said, you got some Oklahoma folks coming in tomorrow or Tuesday, right?
Yes, sir. They're froze up there also, like Arkansas. It's been cold. But those fish this week, a lot of them were on that Max Scent by Berkley. We're throwing a black-blue jig, and they have a 4-inch crawl. It looks just like the regular chigger crawl with Max Scent, and I'm telling you, in cold water, the fish will not drop it. They pick it up, and you just watch your line take off leaving. And that's how Hank and I caught those fish this week.
Okay.
We're flipping a jig, and some of them were just on a straight crawl on a Texas rig.
All right.
And, okay, man, it is fun when you set the hook on a cold water fish that weighs almost 12 pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
Carolina Rick can't imagine it.
I wouldn't be able to get it in the boat. I don't.
Rick, my producer's looking at me. How do they get a hold of you, brother?
Hey, flwpro.com and see Sarge and I at the Hot Springs Boat Show and getting one of those Phoenix boats and take a look around, man. We'll be there to check it out.
That's right. We'll be in Texas. We'll take you for a ride. Rick, I'll see you later on today. Thank you, brother.
Thanks, Rick. Good to hear you.
Be good, Rick.
Thank y'all.
All right, we're going to come back with a trap report, more Little Ryan. Go.
All right, for another tip, check all your props. Check your props on your big motor. Also, check the prop on your trolling motor. Make sure they hadn't loosened up. So, that's another good tip.
Is it trout fishing? Is it trout fishing? Is it any good? Come back, find out. Fishing Arkansas.
Axles Plus is your go-to for all your trailer needs. Located in Beebe at 2502 West DeWitt Henry Drive, not only do they build axles, but they have trailer tires, lights, couplers, jacks, and any other trailer components. Axles Plus is family-owned and operated, and they're open Monday through Thursday, 7:30 to 4:30, and Friday, 7:30 to 3:30. Axles Plus will stay late if you need them to, and they guarantee competitive pricing. Check out Axles Plus in Beebe.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Find out how Jamie Marsh can help with your auto, home, and life needs.
Happy New Year, Susan. I really appreciate you picking up the bill for lunch.
I'm happy to. One of my New Year's resolutions is being better with money. So I've started using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for buying gas.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I earn cash back just for buying the gas I was already buying.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make $200 to $300 this year.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now in the App Store or Google Play and start earning cash back on everyday gas purchases. Use promo code DINGER for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents per gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank account or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code DINGER for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code DINGER. Code DINGER.
Offers vary by user and location. Go to Upside.com for terms and conditions.
At CertaPro, you can enjoy paint-free painting. That's right, you heard it correctly. Schedule a residential interior project now, and CertaPro will cover the cost of paint and primer. Hurry, though, as these incredible savings only apply to jobs done in January and February, so make sure to schedule yours today. Since these are the slowest months, CertaPro just wants to keep great crews busy. It's that simple. Don't wait. Schedule today at CertaPro.com before the schedule fills up. That's Certa with a C, CertaPro.com. CertaPro, that's painting happy.
Join the Zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps, brought to you by A. Caddy's Touch Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday as Justin and DJ give you their Game Balls and Jockstraps on the Zone from 10 to 1. It's all brought to you by A. Caddy's Touch Landscaping, 501-794-2770. Call today to get your landscape updated to a whole new level and be listening for Game Balls and Jockstraps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
Hey guys, it's Dee Dee from Ava Bella Day Spa. Oh yeah, we just had Christmas and now it's Valentine's Day. But don't worry, we still got you covered. You can do a Be Mine Spa Time, a 60-minute relaxation massage, and a specialized facial for $125. Or check out our couples therapy. Enjoy a hands-on couples massage workshop guided by a licensed massage therapist. We have all packages of sizes and gifts and candles and candy. Go to AvaBellaDaySpa.com and you can choose everything there or come see us. Thanks. Happy Valentine's Day.
If you already scheduled your garage door tune-up for just $79, please disregard this message. If you don't have a garage door, you're off the hook. For the rest of you, why would you spend more than just $79? Overhead Door Company of Little Rock will perform their garage door tune-up and safety inspection for just $79 on up to three garage doors and openers. Call 501-510-6399 or schedule online, overheaddooroflittlerock.com.
Welcome back to Fishing Arkansas. Here's Big Sarge.
All right, we got one more report, and we always promise you trout fishing. Slade, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are y'all doing?
Well, it was 13 when I left BB, but the good news is it's warming up. I'm headed down to break into Phoenix. Going to do a little fishing. But listen, Little Red was froze, and they had to turn on some circulation to get her rolling. Is that right?
They did, yeah. I believe that's the first time I've ever seen it froze over there at my place. And, yeah, they had to generate to get rid of it. I think they probably generated to get the electricity they needed for the heaters that's going on. But
yeah,
they like to pour my dock out when they pour some icebergs down through there.
Well, I like to blame Ryan, but he's a game of fish. The Corps of Engineers did all that, so.
Somebody got to take the blame.
For the Corps.
Did y'all have any issues with ice on those docks? It's like there's a lot of people having those issues with the docks and the ice being so heavy. And
collapsing.
Yeah.
Collapsing on.
Yeah, I put a video on my Facebook page. I thought it was going to tear mine off.
Oh.
There was a big sheet come down there and hit it, but luckily it didn't.
Well,
it's all clear now. They've been running pretty good water, but I think that's probably going to stop since it's going a little warmer. With the lake being 7 feet low, I don't think there'll be much generating going on this week.
Folks, if you want to go trout fishing, Harvey's Hideaway's got a great cabin right there on the water, about 20 minutes from Rosebud. You ever heard of Rosebud?
I have been to Rosebud.
Get you a little Sonic sandwich and then take the cruise over there. It's a lovely place on the water.
Mm-hmm.
And are they catching trout?
Rosebud.
Yeah, don't speed in Rosebud. Are they catching trout?
Don't speed anywhere.
They hadn't been many fish in the last 3 or 4 days around my place, but I've seen some good ones come out of White River. So it's time. With it warming up this week, it should be really good. I would get me a black and red jig and beat the bank on that thing. You should probably catch a good one.
Well, and the Browns.
I'm going to try to go with that Tuesday.
Okay, the Browns are done, right?
No. They're not done.
Oh, okay.
So they might be spawn, but they might be spawn, but you can catch them.
Okay.
I seen a good one 2 weeks ago to come out by the dam.
All right.
Yeah. If the water's real low, that's what I would do. I would go to the dam. Wade up there. You got a good chance of catching the trout of a lifetime up there for sure right now.
Okay. Folks, if you're listening, you're not a bass fisherman. You're not a crappie fisherman. You want to try your hand at trout fishing. You need to get a hold of Slade.
Yes.
He's going to give his information out and go to Harvey's Hideaway. We got to go on break, but how do they get a hold of you, Slade?
Just call or text me at 501-230-3190. Or send me a message on Harvey's Guide Service on Facebook.
That's him. I'll call you later, bro.
Take care.
Thank you, Slade.
All right, thank you, buddy.
All right, that's trout fishing for my man. Hey, a big shout out to the dock at Fairfield Bay. What you got?
Oh, yes, right now. This will be the last one. Hey, make sure you check all your hubs on your trailers. Get those hubs greased up. And if you need to get some hubs, go to Access Plus.
All right, one more question for Ryan when we get back. Y'all stay with us, Fishing Arkansas. Love, young and innocent. Do you remember how it all began? It just seemed like giving, so I did it.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Find out how Jamie Marsh can help with your auto, home, and life needs.
Every morning, we rise and shine, make breakfast, and brush away the night's rest. These routines help us start the day off right. Nature Made vitamins are a simple step in that daily care regimen. Multivitamins with daily essentials, clinically studied probiotics for gut health support, magnesium to help relax the body. Nature Made is made to care for you every day. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Salon owner. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. There's only one FDA-approved Ozempic, made by Novo Nordisk. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injections 0.5, 1, and 2 milligrams.
At Capital Technology Group, we make your technology our priority.
There are so many threats to IT these days, and we're here to help protect your data and devices. We're also by your side when things simply go wrong, whether it's servers crashing or printers breaking. We cover it all for our clients in all types of businesses. And with over 80 years of history in Arkansas, you can trust Capital Technology Group to be your business technology partner. Sign up for a free consultation at captg.com.
This is Chris Roberts with Southern Bank. You and your business are doing big things in our community. Our financial tools are just what businesses need to succeed, but finding funds for your business can be tricky. At Southern Bank, we make it easy for local businesses to get financing for the things that help with their success. With a variety of loan and deposit products, your business can be prepared with a financial plan tailored for your business needs. To start your relationship with Southern Bank, visit us at southernbank.com or stop by one of our convenient branches. Member FDIC.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. The caller on Drive Time Sports was irritated with Arkansas AD Hunter Yurecek, and he was irritated with host Rick Schaefer for sticking up for him. Accusing the former Hog SID of unwarranted optimism, he said, "Rick, I love you. I like you. But you would see sunshine in the midst of tornadic activity." Now, that's funny. But really, don't we need optimism during times like this? Keep on the sunny side, Rick. We want you on that wall. We need you on that wall. The good folks at Double B's are high on the hogs, and we are here to help you keep your optimism alive. Come on in for some snacky treats, delicious drinks, and a tank of gas. We have the things that you need. Now that warrants optimism. Double B's. It's where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Double B's.
Lost in the business jungle? From new solo proprietors to established multi-owner companies, don't monkey around with your business. There's nothing better than Lion Guidance. Hire Lion Legal. There's no one better to protect your pride than our pride of legal lions. Whether in negotiations or war, all businesses need the roar. For exceptional communication and exceptional results in all business-related legal matters, hire Lion Legal to come roaring to the rescue.
Welcome back to Fishing Arkansas. Here's Big Sarge.
All right, big shout out to the dock at Fairfield Bay. Ryan, thank you for making the trip up here. You got anything you want to talk about on the Legacy program? It ends March 28th, right?
Yeah. Ends at the end of March. Any angler that catches a bass 10 pounds and bigger can call the Legacy Lunker hotline. You can find that on our social media and on the website. And we can get that big old fish donated and spawned out, and you'll get to stock it back into where you caught it.
And the winnings are what? You get a chance to win a boat?
Yeah, you enter to win a 21-foot boat donated by Express. Okay. You get a free mount by Harper's Pure Taxidermy.
Yeah, that's about that.
And then you get some other stuff, and I think there's a banquet they hold for all the donators. So it's
So anybody that donates get a mount?
Yes.
Or do you have to be have to win it all to get the mount?
No, you get it.
Yeah, if you donate it, you get the mount.
Okay,
yeah,
good stuff.
Go. Yeah, so here's the deal. I put it out there. None of y'all called, and none of you put in comments. So if you really are just so mad at the game of fish, this is your shot. So he answered everything we wanted today, right?
We kept the phone lines open.
Yeah, Sunrise Outfitters, y'all go check out all the hunting stuff up there. Jennifer is the bomb.
Always.
They were at Gulf Shores through the whole ice.
Really?
She goes, "I ain't staying around here."
I don't even know the problem with it.
Well, we have a quick minute. Friend of the show, Tyrone Phillips, is celebrating a birthday today, so happy birthday to him.
It's T-Ronnie Ron Phillips. What's up, T-Ronnie Ron? Happy birthday, bro.
Next Sunday, we call it the rundown. We're going to get ready for a little spring fishing. Super Bowl. Go to Shorty Smalls.
Shorty.
They got big deals. Barbecue, ribs, boy.
Hey, let's do it.
And a sausage combo meal. So get over to Shorty Smalls at 5 o'clock, Super Bowl. I don't really care, but I'm going to say New England. Okay?
You think?
Well, no. I think Seattle beat them, but I'm pulling for them. Pulling.
Yeah, I don't really care. I just want to just go watch something.
Ryan, what do you got? What do you want to tell everybody from Game of Fish?
Well, I'm going to do a little fishing report. It's starting to heat up down there in southeast Arkansas. Anglers are piling into the boat ramps at Lake Chico.
Mm.
So water's, well, you know, honestly, before all this snow and ice, our water temps down there were still hovering around 60.
Mm. Wow.
But, you know, the end of this month in March, this crappie are going to start going and better get in line.
Okay. Well, thank you for making a trip.
Appreciate yes, it.
Yes, love to have you in here from time to time when you can do it.
Yeah.
Carolina Rigg, it's always fine to have somebody in here with your expertise.
Yes, thank you.
Hey,
the
seriously.
Bougie. You like the bougie.
Yeah, well, you know what? We got to have that because look at me and Drop Shot.
That's right. We keep it real.
Yeah, keep it real.
Keep it real.
Folks, y'all be careful out there. Listen, next week, seriously, we're going to have a huge report after this next week. Because everybody's on the water.
They're back on the water, yep.
They're back on the water and having fun. What's your hours down there at the Game of Fish?
Well, it just depends on the year.
That's what
sometimes
I'm talking about.
Sometimes it's at night, sometimes it's 7 to 12, sometimes it's 7 to 6 p.m.
Is the truth about Lake Barnett that they got two 16-pounders?
I've heard that.
I heard that, too.
There's probably a big one. There's a big one swimming around everywhere. You just got to find
it. That's right. Listen, I appreciate you. Great song choices, young man.
Thank you, sir.
Baz's word is what?
Speedworms.
I thought it was rinky dink.
Well, I said I was going to do rinky dink, and Todd said you can do better than that.
It would work, but maybe we might get something later on. That's exactly what I said.
And it rinky-dink. Got better, didn't it?
Easy. Sure did.
Speedworm. Yeah.
All right. How many seconds we got? We got 30 seconds. Drop Shot, you got something?
Everybody be safe out there. It's the snow is melting, so there's still some ice spots out there, so be careful.
For real. Hey, I got some callers to do insurance with me. If you're looking for a job, I can help you get your insurance license. Let's go.
We out.
Go out with a bang.
Breaking news, information, big name guests, entertainment, and sports. It's all right here on 103.7 The Buzz, KABZ Little Rock.
Ray Tucker here for Honda of North Little Rock. If you're a